Charlotte went to London and met many famous writers. I was very pleased. I loved to hear about the people and places that she saw. But she always came back to Haworth. She didn't like to be with famous people very long, and this quiet place was her home. In 1852, just before Christmas, a terrible thing happened. I heard some of it from my room. My curate, Arthur Nichols, opened the door to Charlotte's sitting room and stood there. His face was white, and he was shaking. "Yes, Mr. Nichols," Charlotte said. "Do you want to come in?" "No, Miss Charlotte, that is, yes, I mean, I have something important to say to you." I heard his voice stop for a moment, and then he went on, "I have always felt strongly about you, Miss Charlotte, and my feelings are stronger, much stronger than you know, and, well, the fact is, Miss Charlotte, that I am asking you to be my wife." There was a long silence. I heard every word, and I felt cold and angry. Mr. Nichols was a good curate, but that was all. I paid him £100 a year to help me with my work, but he had no place in my house or in my daughter's bed. I stood up and opened my door. "Mr. Nichols!" He turned and looked at me. I could see Charlotte behind him. "You will leave this house at once, Mr. Nichols. I am very, very angry. You must not speak to my daughter again, ever. Do you understand me?" The stupid man was shaking and almost crying. I thought he was ill. He opened his mouth to speak, but no words came out. Then he turned and went out of the door. Mr. Nichols stayed in his own house for 3 days. He refused to eat, the stupid man, and he sent me some angry letters. But Charlotte wrote to him to say that she would not marry him. Then Mr. Nichols said he would leave Haworth and go to Australia. On his last day in church, he had to give people bread to eat. But when he held out the bread to Charlotte, he could not do it, because he was shaking and crying so much. Afterwards, the people of Haworth gave him a gold watch. He cried about that, too. I thought it was all finished, but I was wrong. I think he wrote to Charlotte, and she wrote back. In April of 1854, he came back to Haworth. Charlotte brought him into my room. I looked at him, but I said nothing. I was not pleased.